bhavatu sahanau bhunaktu sahavīryankaravavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mā vidyavishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chapter 32, Symptoms of Continuous Love, page 35. Generally, praya, this shantarati, which is described in Bhagavatam verse above, occurs in those who have predominance of shama, shama pradhananam, who realize the Lord as paramatma, as the shelter of everything. This is illustrated in verses such as Brahmano hi pratishtaham, footnote 20. And I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal, and is the conditional position of ultimate happiness. Or constitutional position of ultimate happiness. The Shuddharati, which is generated from such realization, is called Shantarati. And 2519, an example. When Narada sang about the pastimes of the Lord on his Veena, Shanaka's body began to tremble, even though he was a Brahmagyani. 2520. Another example. Because of serving the devotees, I have given up the happiness of liberation as insignificant, and, surpassing the impersonal Brahman, I desire to see the dark-hued Lord, the highest form of Brahman. Srila Prabhupada. When the great sage Narada was glorifying the pastimes of the Lord with his Veena, the four Kumaras headed by Shanaka, although merged in the impersonal conception of Brahman, were trembling all over. Another devotee once exclaimed, although I can achieve liberation simply by serving the devotees, my mind is still very much anxious to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily complexion is just like a dark cloud. When a devotee is so anxious to contact the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that can also be accepted as a symptom of natural love, neutral love. 2521. That rati which is not mixed with the taste found in the other types of rati, starting with priti rati, which will be explained later, is called shuddha rati. Right? So it's just rati itself. There's just an attraction to the Lord. Right? So we see is that attraction to the Lord that may come up that doesn't have any specifics nature of it, like we might see, like the example given, the child's attracted or something is attracted, and so it just comes up and then it may go away. There'll be times manifest and times not manifest, so that's called ordinary samanya rati, right? Then when we see that it's coming up because of association with others who are advanced, then taking on the nature of whatever is their position, then you might see some natural attraction to the Lord. But, excuse me, we see in that position is that, depending upon who you're with, that's the mood that will be manifest. So different devotees, different moods.
That's swacha.
That's swacha. Right? And then we see here is then the Shuddharati, you know, or the Shantarati. Then it means that one is transcendentally situated, one is beyond liberation, and one is attracted to the Lord as a person, right? But it'll have this nature of seeing him as Paramatma, the Lord of all energies, the controller of everything, who is all-pervading, but it's a person. So they're seeing it from the descending position. But it doesn't have a sense of possession. Right? So because of that, then it's just that's right, there's just Shuddharati. It's just Rati itself. It doesn't have any specific distinctive attributes. Does that make sense? So there's just an attraction to the Lord. Does that make some sense? Yeah? Yeah. 2.5.22. The three types of rati, priti, shakya, and vatsalya, are pleasing to the heart. They arise from deep friendliness to the Lord and are always endowed with possessiveness of the Lord, right? So when you add possessiveness, that then kicks it into this next group of three, right? And so we see is that has that possessiveness, it has that deep friendliness. The other ones, there's that the mood of friendship, this and that, but there's no sense of possessiveness. You know, you can be friend, like you see, there's people who can be friendly, but there's no sense of possessiveness. Then you have a friend. There's a sense of possessiveness. It's in another category. So the other is pleasant, it's nice, it's transcendental. Okay. 2.5.23. When rati, with deep friendship and possessiveness, is found in three types of devotees, recipients of mercy, friends, and elders, it becomes priti rati, shakya rati, and vatsalya rati. Vatsala rati. Right? So there's deep friendship and possessiveness. So the other, like we said, there may be friendship, but it's not specifically deep because it has that, doesn't have that sense of possessiveness. It doesn't mean it's not transcendental. Right? Okay. 2.5.24. In these three types of rati, there is opening of the eyes, stretching the limbs, and unsteadiness. These three types have two varieties, kevala and shankula.
We discussed up to shantarati before.
Yes.
Now we're discussing this shakya, vatsalya, and madhurya.
Huh. No, not dasya. Madhurya. Priti.
Is dasya?
Yes. Yes. Madhurya is in its own category. So that's why they're moving up. So, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Three categories, shantas on its own, then the three in between.
On their own. Then Madhurya is on its own. It's also, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out, is that the shanta is expanding from the sandini potency. Then there's priti, shakya, and vatsala. That's expanding from the samvit potency. And the madhurya is coming from the hladini. So that must be why there's the three categories. Mm-hmm. 2.5.25, kevala rati, right? Because it says that these three types have two varieties, kevala and shankula. Kevala. when the rati has no trace of other types of ratis, it is called kevala rati, pure rati. In Braja, it is found in Krishna's service, such as Rasala. In French, such as Sri Dhamma. And elders, such as Nanda. Right? Does that make sense? Because these three are in one group, they can be mixed. It'll be predominantly one, but it'll have flavors of the other. Does that make sense? So when it just is, if it's servitorship, it's just servitorship. Friendship, it's just friendship. Parental, it's just parental. Then that is kevala. Like that. And so therefore then Rasala will be like that. It'll just be that of servitorship. Sri Dhamma is just that aspect. And Nanda, it'll be just the parental.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, he'll have all three. But, you know, it'll be friendship is the main, but it'll have the other two aspects.
But, for example, with Nanda Maharaj, we don't see any friendship kind of rasa.
Means within itself, it will contain the other rasas, but it's not that you have that kind of mood. You know, you don't see Nanda hanging out with Krishna, and, you know, like, you know, so how's it going with the girls? You know, it's like, yeah, you know, when I was young, and you know, yeah, you don't see all that stuff. Yeah. It's not happening. I hope. Okay. Kevalarati. Srila Prabhupada. Pure and mixed flavors. Generally, a devotee of Lord Krishna may be placed into one of three groups. One group consists of those who are completely dependent on the merciful affection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another group consists of devotees who are dealing with Krishna on friendly terms. And the third group consists of those who are dealing with Krishna as his superiors with parental affection. These three classes of devotees gradually develop different relations of transcendental mellows with the personality of Godhead. When the attraction for Krishna is based only on one particular humor, that humor is called kevala, or the pure state. One in this pure state of devotional service gradually develops the desire to follow in the footsteps of an eternal associate of Krishna. E.g. is for example, because once you have I.E.s, for instance, and then E.G. is for example. Yeah? Okay. Both mean the same thing, basically, but... To follow in the footsteps of the Rasala, the personal attendant of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan, or to follow Krishna's friends like Sridhama or and Sudama, or to follow Nanda and Yashoda, devotees in parenthood, ecstatic love for Krishna is never manifest directly with Krishna himself. The devotee has to follow in the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. Okay, so you have to get that aspect. You have to follow the others. Because they already have that mood, they already have that position. So following them, then we can develop that similar mood. But still, even we've developed it, it's still we're following their footsteps, because it's ever expanding. So they're always going to be the ones that show the best example. So we just assist them, right? Point: if it's about Krishna's pleasure, if it's already perfect, why would you want to do something else? Right? It's not like the Munis that you already have a good philosophy, I'll make up my own just so I'm unique. Is that, you know.
So we follow in here and we'll follow there. It's the same
principle. So we're always, you could say, Raga Nuga.
Yeah.
It means when you come to the platform of prema, then it's Ragatmika, the Rag itself, that natural attraction is the drive for it. That rati for Krishna is the drive for being absorbed in that rasa. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean we're still not following. That's why it means it's only just to show the difference between that raga nuga means you haven't come to that perfectional platform, and ragatmika you have come to that perfectional platform. But the problem comes down is that sometimes it's taken that there. Once you come to that, then you're just ragatmika. No, you're still raganuga. You're still following the rag of those devotees. So being rupa nuga will always be followers of rupa, like that. So it's just that's the line we'll follow in, because then you have that specific thing, you have that line and all that. Then it has that focus, that intensity. But otherwise, if you're doing your own, then what are you connected to? Who are you? What are you doing? So then in the... Radharani explains to Krishna that she, when she pleases Krishna, it's his happiness is equivalent to, you know, just an example, Mount Meru. Any other living entity directly trying to please Krishna is like a mustard seed. So, therefore, what's the point? If you have Mount Meru, what's a mustard seed going to do? Right? But if you have a Mount Meru plus a mustard seed, then that's something. That's special. Because otherwise, compared to Mount Meru, a mustard seed compared to anything here, your shoe is still not, it's not anything special. Let alone Mount Meru, which goes through... You know, from the bottom, you know, the first tala up to the heavenly planets, you know, holds the whole thing together and is solid gold. You know, you're really not going to get a comparison here. Is that? Therefore, by always following Rupa Goswami, he knows perfectly how to please Radharani, who knows perfectly how to please Krishna. So therefore, then Krishna is getting that fullness of the happiness of Mount Meru, with all the mustard seeds that are following in line. And that's what gives the variety in all the different things. Which pastime is being done by Yoga Maya, therefore which moods are being manifest, which devotees are therefore prominent in those particular moods or situations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when it says you have a particular service, it doesn't mean that that's all you do. It means that service is the one that's outstanding, that when you're doing that, then that will take it will play a prominent role. Does that make sense? Yeah. Is that, we're good? 2.5.26, Sankula Rati. When two or three of the types of rati are found together in a person, it is called sankula, mixed rati, right? But this is transcendental. So it's perfect. It is found in Uddhava, Bhima, and Mukhara. A person is identified by the rati, which is most prominent, right? So, which is prominent, that's the one you're identified by, but it doesn't mean that the others aren't found there. And so at different times, different ones will come up. Or it may be that they're always mixed together, and in that way it kind of has to be. Srila Prabhupada. When transcendental humors in relationship with Krishna become mixed, might be good in here, because the last one, then we put pure and mixed flavors. On this first one, put pure flavors, and the next one, put mixed, or pure humors mixed, like that. When transcendental humors in relation with Krishna become mixed, for example, when the relationships with Krishna and friendship, servitorship, and parental love become mixed together, the result is called mixed humor or flavor. Such mixed transcendental flavors are manifest by such devotees as Uddhava, Bhima, and Mukhara, the personal attendant of Mother Yashoda. Although devotional humors are sometimes found in mixtures, the particular humor is always found to be a prominent and constant factor. Right? So that's what you're going to call. So you're going to say that they're in a particular rasa, but that rasa is not necessarily kevala, it'll be sankula. It'll have these other flavors within it. Does that make sense? Yeah. Although that prominent humor is to be accepted as the devotee's main relationship with Krishna. For example, Uddhava is in a relationship with Krishna as a friend, but in Uddhava's characters, a trace of servitor to Krishna is also visible. Such friendship is called friendship and reverence. The friendship typified by Sridhama and Sudhama, however, is the standard of friendship without any tinge of reverence. Right? Sridham, Sudham, Subhama, that's just what it is there. They're the ones, they're the leaders of that group. Right? Srila Jiva Goswami. In these three types of rati, there is permanence of the various ratis. Whereas in Svacha Shuddha Rati, the taste is not permanent, even though various types of rati manifest. Remember, because it depends upon who you're associating with. Right? Mukhara, referred to in this text, is an old woman who acted as a nurse for Yashoda. Footnote 21. Mukhara was a friend of Krishna's grandmother. Because of treating the quality and possessor of the quality as non-different, a devotee is designated by the particular rati which is most prominent in him. Thus, though Uddhava was Sakyabhava, he is predominantly a servant. Thus, he is designated as a servant. Right? So then, as Jiva Goswami is giving here, when you see in his position in Dwarka as a minister, he's a servant to the Lord. But we see is that mood is there. He has that aspect of friendship, so Krishna and him can be together like that. So if you're looking at it by his mood with Krishna, its predominance is friendship. And because he has that service and other things like that, and in his Dwarka he has that servant aspect. You're looking at it from his occupation and the activities he performs, he's basically a servant because he's a minister.
So he classified as servant.
Well, the point here is that Jiva Goswami is mentioning servant, Prabhupada said is friend.
Yes.
So you're taking one is by what particular bhava is prominent, the other is you're taking what particular service is prominent. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing in Vrindavan, then you don't necessarily have that, because Dwarka, being a mix of sweetness and majesty, you're going to get more kind of these aspects of the mixings will manifest differently. Like you see is when Krishna does something amazing, then his parents turn into a servitor. And that becomes the prominent thing. The parental just disappears. They know they're the parents, but it just disappears, basically. So that takes on. And then Krishna has to expand Yoga Maya for it to come back to that. Is that... No, yeah? 2527, Priti Rati. When persons, or remember in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we're seeing that Nityananda Prabhu has all three, though it's predominantly friendship, but there'll be that parental aspect and that servitor aspect, because he sees himself as he's the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead, but he's his brother, so he's the friend. But Advaitacharya, even though he's socially senior like that, you would think that he'd also have the parental, but he doesn't. It's only friendship and servitorship. So he sees himself in a junior position. And so then when the Lord always deals with him in reverence, he tries to reverse that and bring out that aspect of servitude. So he goes through those different pastimes to get Lord Chaitanya to chastise him. So, yes, no?
And if we just continue and take, for example, Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, it's still servitorship. It's not any other rasa, is that right?
You would there would have to be some aspect of the, you would think, unless it's just within duties, that of a parental. Because as the guru is the teacher. So he's teaching in that way. Like Sandipani Muni will be that kind of, like, it'll be a parental rasa. Because everybody's serving.
Right.
You know, is that what is it?
Yes.
So according to that, then everybody is servant. So that's not the aspect. You see, as he's working, so he's taking that kind of position, that kind of role. So its natural role would be parental. Whatever, if it's you know, what, Kevala or what is it? Sankirna? Is that what he used here? Sankula. Because the music, Sankirna, means that's mixed. Like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of seeing what's there. It's not that other aspects can't be there, because servitorship, everybody's servant, so... That's not, but it's whether that's the mood that's being manifest. So, but it doesn't matter, because the point is that it's all transcendental. Like you see with Narad Muni, he'll be talked about in all these different rasas. You know, so it just depends upon the mood and situation and all that, what's prominent, what realm it's in, and therefore what mood he's manifesting. So he's in his own kind of category. Okay. 2527, Priti Rati. When persons identify themselves as inferior to the Lord, they are called the recipients of mercy, anugrahya. Their rati, in which Krishna is perceived as worthy of worship, is called Priti. Srila Jiva Goswami. Those who identify themselves as inferiors to the Lord, swasmad Nyunaha, are called anugrahya, recipients of mercy. That rati, whose essence, atmika, is to think of the Lord as worshipable, aradhyatva, is called priti rati. This use of the word priti is used in a specific sense, called paribhashika, being distinct from the previous uses of the word, where it meant joy or pleasure. Right? Does that make sense? Because otherwise that's where it gets the difference, where how it's being used. Elsewhere, priti is used differently to mean bhakti. Similarly, anugrahya is used with more specialized meaning than previously. Here it means dasya bhaktas. Right? So the word will have so many synonyms, so depending upon which one and which situation, that's what's coming out. So in here, because it means that being junior and all that, and being the recipient of mercy, then it takes on this point of servitude. Does that make sense? Yeah. 2528. Because like in the Sandarbhas, the Prayojana one is called Priti Sandarbha. Right? So it's taking on another flavor there in the meaning. It means bhakti. This priti rati produces attachment for the object of worship and destroys affection for other objects. Srila Prabhupada, subordinate ecstatic love. The devotee who always thinks of Krishna as a superior are in a subordinate ecstatic, are in subordinate ecstatic love, right? So Prabhupada gives these headings in the Nectar Devotion.
Yes.
So what probably happened on the other one is those two, instead of putting them together, since it has two parts, it was split, and then the title didn't get split, you know, like that. The devotee who always thinks that Krishna is a superior are in a subordinate ecstatic love. To such a devotee, the concept of inferiority to the Lord is very prominent, and rarely takes interest in any other kind of transcendental loving humor with the Lord. Right? There might be some other flavors as we max. There might be that sankula, but basically they're not taking any. Does that make sense? Means the kevala aspect of just the pure aspect, that in itself can be fully satisfying. You don't have to take shelter of any of the other aspects. So just see. Srila Jiva Goswami. This is a further explanation. The author shows the specific quality of this priti. He indicates a person, because, and tatra means for Krishna. This rati, a sow, for Krishna, tatra, which is called priti, which accepts Krishna as worshipable, produces attachment to Krishna and destroys attachment to all other persons or things. When this priti rati manifests for Krishna, rati for other objects is destroyed. Where there is attraction for other objects in priti rati, should be understood that these objects are related to Krishna. So if they have something else, because they're related to Krishna, so then they become, it's not that it itself is what's important, but it then has that connection to Krishna. That way it becomes the vibhava. Right? Then it becomes the reason for being inspired in devotional service. Does that make sense? So in other words, it reminds one of something connected to Krishna. That is your service. Does that make sense? Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, no, Udipan's Vibhava is Udipan and Alambana. So it's just the general. Yes, yes. 2529. An example from Mukundamala. O destroyer of the demon Naraka, wherever I live, according to your desire, in heaven, on earth, or in hell, I will remember, even at the time of death, your 2 feet, whose beauty defeats the lotuses blooming in the autumn season. Srila Prabhupada. In the Mukundamala Stotra, compiled by King Kulashekara, one of the prayers says, "My dear Lord, you are the deliverer of living entities from the hellish condition of materialistic life. But that does not matter to me. Whether I am elevated to the heavenly platform, or remain on this earthly planet, or am dispatched to some hellish planet, that does not matter at all to me. My only prayer is that at the time of death, I may simply remember your 2 beautiful feet. Which are just like lotus flowers, fructifying during the autumn season." Right? So here, they're talking about the lotus flowers and the autumn season and that fullness of the lotus and all these nice things. But it's not, the importance is because of their connection to Krishna. Does that make sense? Yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami. This verse is an example of the statement made in the previous verse. Though I go anywhere, I will maintain my priti for you, and not for anyone else. In other ratis, starting with Shakya, there are other distinctive attributes, however. That is the difference between priti and the superior rati. So they're showing what is unique to that rata and what moves it up to the next level. Right? So that means that whatever's in Shanta will be there in priti. Right? But there's a uniqueness that makes priti different from Shanta. Right? And then it'll show now, Shakya, that there's some uniqueness. It includes that, but it also has this other aspect. Right? So this point of that, it makes you not forget anything else, that will also be there in the friendship. But there'll be something that distinguishes it from friendship. Otherwise, why explain it? 2530, Shakya Rati. Those who identify themselves as equal to Mukunda are called Shakas, or friends. Their Rati, with familiarity arising from the sense of equality, is called Shakya Rati. In this rati, there is loud laughing, joking, and no sense of reserve. Right? Because you don't have to resist. You can just be crazy, and the friends will like it, or they'll go crazy, and you know, like this. Right? But in the others, the ones below this, you can't do that. But this stands out in this one, right? Because even in the parental, they'll control themselves. Srila Jiva Goswami. Tulya does not mean equal in all ways, but having an identity of being equal. Right? So there's an identity, that's how they do. But that identity of being equal is their service. Right? So you always have that point of service being there. That rati which reveals familiarity or lack of restriction, vishramba, caused by the sense of equality with Krishna, samyat, is called sakyam. That familiarity is characterized by actions such as joking and loud laughing. Right? So that's why when they're in Mother Jashoda's place, it's restricted. You know, it's not inimical, because they can still laugh and joke with Krishna. They can still maintain their rasa, means externally. But they have to restrict it. But when they go out into the fields, then it's unrestricted. That's why they have to be able to go out.
Yes.
The same time as then done for Mother Jashoda, you have to be at her place. And others can all come, but it has to be in the context of her place. Does that make sense? And also then, means you do have the Shanta aspects in there, but you have the widest range of Shanta is going to be outside. You know what I'm saying? You know, your table, the chairs, the rug, the walls, the curtains, okay. But, you know, you have all those birds and bees and grass and trees and cows, and that's out. Because, you know, you can't bring them all into Mother Jashoda's house. Right? The Goshal is there, everything's got its place, it's got its spot, that's okay. There has to be order. But as you mentioned here, loud laughing, no restriction. You know, so that friendship there, then all these others can be included very nicely. And yeah. So that's why it's unique to there, right? An example. Today, when I went to see the flowering forest of Vrindavan, my friends were suffering by even a moment's separation from me. From far off, they said, I will be touched by him first. I will be touched by him first. With hairs standing on end, they played in this way. Srila Prabhupada, friendship. As far as friendship is concerned, those high-grade devotees who are almost like Krishna are considered to be great authorities in the modes of friendly relations with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On that friendly platform, there are different kinds of laughing and joking conversations. An example of such a friendly relation with Krishna is described in Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna was once thinking, today while I was engaged in tending the cows in the pasturing grounds of Vrindavan, I went to collect some flowers in a beautiful garden. At that time, my friends, the cowherd boys, were unhappy, even to tolerate a 2-minute separation from me. And when they found me, there was competition between us who would touch the other first with the flowers we had in hand. Srila Jiva Goswami. These are the thoughts of Krishna in lamentation when Brahma stole the cowherd boys. Or these are the words of Krishna to Uddhava in Mathura. All those who were sent by Krishna to gather the calves engaged in playing while saying, I will return and be touched first by Krishna. 2532. But does that make sense? Because you're saying, touch first by Krishna, because they're going to be close to interacting like that. But even if they're touching Krishna, it's like when we go to in front of the deities, are we taking darshan? What does the darshan mean? We're seeing the deities, or the deities seeing us? You understand? So that's the whole point. We go to touch Krishna, but it's Krishna's touching us. Otherwise, how do you touch Krishna? You understand? Yes, no?
Yes. Hmm. It's quite elaborate description properly, this, although the verse is quite
yes.
Short.
Yeah. So that's the advantage. So it's, you'll have these different... sometimes you see they're just saying the same. Yeah. But most of the time you're seeing that Prabhupada puts in a little more, there's some purport there. That's the importance. And then you'll see the difference between... okay, Rupa Goswami said like this, how Prabhupada explained, how Jiva Goswami, in between that, then you get a very solid understanding. Right? 2, 5, 3, but it's important to understand the angles in that, so if there seems to be a difference, you don't get confused. Otherwise it generates, like we discussed in the morning, it generates doubts. And if it generates doubts, then who can you trust? Only your own mind. And so therefore you go off and do your own thing. Right? 2, 5, 32. Another example. Sri Dharma said, "Your pride has become impoverished enough in being defeated by the strength of my arms. Having boasted, say goodbye to the queen called shame and defeat me." Right? Because they're equals. Like that. And so he says, now your pride has become impoverished. Right? It means, you know, your pride was very good, you know, about how great it was, but because I defeated you, now that pride has become impoverished. But he says, now say goodbye to that. You're boasting about how you're going to defeat, so say goodbye to the queen of shame, right? Because he's been defeated. And then defeat him. You know, so let's see, with challenge, now you defeat me, you know? Because that's the thing for friends, it doesn't matter who wins. Sometimes one wins, sometimes the other wins. It's just, but whatever it is, you know, I won, like that. Now let's see, you know, who's going to win next. Like that. Is that? Yeah.
Also, Maharaj, Sri Dhamma's flavor is described as special. It's like purely virya in the sakya.
Oh, okay.
Purely virya.
Okay, so virya within the sakya. Okay, cool.
Now it seems that it's more appropriate to have all this pastime in the countryside than in the village, in the city.
Yeah, unless you like running around in the streets and there's not that many cars. Yeah. It means you can't do as many of these things in that. Because in the city, what can you do? You can sit on the stairs. You can hang out at the you know, fast food place. You can sit on the benches at this empty stadium, like that. You can hang around on the corner.
You can read the story.
Yeah, like that. You can sit in your home. But like this is that they could go out, they can play and everything like that. So that's a uniqueness that is there. Is that even before, as the people. Now you don't hear about it as much, but before people would have, you know, if they lived in the city, they would have some home in the country.
Yes.
You know, like the summer house, they would go there for that, or relatives lived there, so then they go out and spend that time there. So when there wasn't school, you didn't have to be in the city, so then you went out in the country. But yeah, so much more can be there. Yeah, or you have to do it in virtual reality, you know, run down, old, like government or industrial plant that's abandoned, and then you go there and fight off everybody else that's there, and that's as good as it gets.
Lots of bench cables.
Sorry?
Lots of bench statistic cables.
Yes, yes, it's all, yeah, just all, yeah, just, yeah, lots of stuff, yeah. No?
Are you speaking of Calcutta?
I swallowed the thing. That might be interesting, actually. Has anybody ever thought of a video game in Calcutta?
You don't need video games. Be there, it's the video game.
That's true. But that would be an interesting one, you know. You have to get in the taxi, and then there's that, and then you have to, you know, whatever.
Should be called the City of Joy.
City of Joy. Yeah. Interesting. Srila Prabhupada, one friend criticized Krishna thus: "My dear Damodar, although you have been defeated by Sri Dhamma and have become sufficiently minimized in strength, by a false expression of strength, you have somehow covered your shameful condition of defeat." Right? So then by boasting and all that, then, you know. Yeah.
Also, there is instance when he kills big demons, after that, the boys criticize him like that.
I'm better than you. You defeated the demon. It's nothing great. I defeated you. So the demon is nothing to me. That doesn't disturb their mood. He's
So that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah, they just go on playing after that. Yeah, it's fine. Srila Jiva Goswami, considering yourself a king, your queen, Devai Hriye, is shame. Instead of Devyai, sometimes Shakyai, friend, is seen in this verse. Right? So, he considers himself a king because he's boasted so much, but he's been defeated, so that means his queen is shame. Does that mean anything?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. 2533. Vatsalya Rati. Those persons who Rati identifies them as superiors to the Lord are known as Pujya, worthy of respect as of elders or elders. Their Rati, which gives mercy to Krishna, is called Vatsalya or Vatsala. Right? So we see is that the servitor is, they gain, they're the recipients of Krishna's mercy. In the parental, Krishna is the recipient of the mercy. So you see those two, then the go. So you see the servitorship and the parental, those two rasas are friendly.
Yes.
Right? Because then in that environment, there's the most amount of mercy, because the whole thing is giving mercy to Krishna. And then you being there and getting mercy from Krishna, it works very well.
Yes.
So, yeah. 2531. An example. Today, when I went to see the flowering forest of Vrindavan, my friends were suffering by even a moment's separation from me, from far off. They said, wait a minute, I went to the top of the page. I was thinking, what's going on here? Okay. I did, because I turned the page, and then I went back, and then I didn't, okay. In this Rati, there is protecting Krishna, blessing him, kissing him, and touching him. Srila Jiva Goswami, the word Gaurav, elders or superiors, indicates those who identify themselves as elders or parents of Krishna. The word Vatsala means those who give, lanti, their breast to their children, Vatsam. Thus, Vatsala refers to parents, and Vatsalyam refers to their emotional state or bhava. Okay, so that's why you can use either. What means Vatsala, Rasa means as parents, and Vatsalya means that emotional mood of parents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Does that make sense? This usage of the words Vatsala is found in the Bhagavatam in relation to Devahuti. Devahuti's husband had already left home and accepted the renounced order of life. And then her only son, Kapila, left home. Although she knew all the truths of life and death, and although her heart was cleansed of all dirt, she was very aggrieved at the loss of her son, just as a cow is affected when her calf dies. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:33:21. 2:5:34. An example. The forest is filled with inimical Kamsa's servants, who are more solid than mountains. In that dense forest, my tender boy goes constantly, oh, what shall I do? Srila Prabhupada, parenthood or superiority. When Mother Jashoda heard that Krishna's cows were being forcibly moved by the strong servants of Kamsa, and that the tender young cowherd boys were trying to protect their cows, she began to think, how can I protect these poor boys from the invasion of Kamsa's servants? This is an instance of a superior attitude in a devotee. Mm-hmm. 2:5:35. Another example. Jashoda, whose heart was soft with affection, and whose breast flowed with milk, caressed her son Krishna while holding his chin in her fingers. Srila Prabhupada. As soon as Mother Jashoda found her son returning from the pasturing ground, she immediately began to pat him, touching her fingers to the cheeks of the Lord. That's there, but also because it mentions chin, it can also be touched at the cheeks, but also you hold like this. Then you're touching to the cheeks, but you're holding the chin. You know, so that's the. So it's not just you doing this. You know, so it has that at home. So it's just a matter of which one. But yeah, they always do that. Like that. I think even in the West, some groups do that.
In Middle East.
Yeah, Middle East they do that. like that. But especially the all the aunties and stuff, you know.
Yeah, people do it on the street.
Yeah.
Kids.
It's just cute. They go, pinch it. Yeah. Like that. So unless you're from that, you're used to it. Yeah, but it's like I see sometimes these Western kids come, and you know all the Indians do that like that. They freak out. You know, they just can't handle it. Yeah, I mean if it's just a scene in that mood, then it's okay. Two 5:36. Priyata Rati. The Rati found in the doe-eyed women, and which is the root cause of 8 types of enjoyment between the women and Krishna, is called Priyata Rati. It is also called Madhura Rati. In this Rati, there are sidelong glances, moving the eyebrows, the affectionate words, and slight smiles, etc. Srila Prabhupada. Conjugal love. Even above the humor of love between Krishna's parents is a relation of conjugal love. The Lord and the young gopis exhibit this in different ways, glancing, moving the eyebrows, speaking very sweet words, and exchanging smiles. Srila Jiva Goswami. Yes, yeah, so you understand here, exchanging smiles means it's the slight aspect. It's not too obvious. Right? Srila Jiva Goswami. The Rati of the women, which is the root cause of 8 types of mutual enjoyment, such as seeing or remembering, between the Lord and the doe-eyed women, is called Priyata Rati. This Rati is defined in this way with the perception of the devotee as the experiencer and Krishna as the object of experience. When Krishna is the experiencer and the devotee, gopi, is the object of his experience, that rati becomes a stimulus or udipana for further rati in the devotee. Right? So the devotee will, that affection will go towards Krishna. And then when Krishna reciprocates that back, then that becomes the udipan for it going the other way again. So that's why he says the transcendental competition. The word priyata means the emotional state of the female lover, who is called priya. Thus, this definition of Priyata Rati describes the devotee's or gopi's emotional state of being a lover of Krishna. According to the rule, Tasya Bhavas Tava Talao, Panini 5.1.119, Tava and Ta are added as suffixes to indicate having the nature of. They thus indicate qualities. So Priyata or Priyatva. Right? So they're having the nature of or of that nature. Thus, Priyata Rati means the Rati which has the quality of being a female lover. This Priyata Rati is also called Madhura Rati. Madhura Para Paraya. The example given in the following verse should be understood to illustrate this Rati to a small degree. Right? The others, then it gives you a nice idea. Right? But here it's just saying to a small degree. 2.5.37. An example from Govinda Vilas. For a long time, Radha and Krishna have been longing to see each other. All glories to the new sprout of hope of being able to see each other alone. 2.5.38. These 5 types of rati, progressively, from Shuddha to Priyata rati, become more blissful by increasing tastes. The particular taste arises in a devotee according to his previous experiences. Srila Jiva Goswami. After the 5 types of rati have been described, a doubt arises. Should all these types be considered equal or successively superior? If they are equal, then all the ratis should have the same inclinations. If they are successively superior, what is the cause for differing inclinations in people for different ratis? The verse ends, does that make sense? It means if they're all equal, exactly the same, then they should have all the same symptoms because they're all the same. And if it's in a progression, then what would be causing this progression? Does that make sense? Yeah. The verse answers, increasing from first to last, yatotaram, from Shudarati to Priyatarati, they become progressively filled with taste or delight. Right? So it says that all the devotees in the spiritual world are all tasty. right? But it's just, and there's more taste as you go up the rasas. But what determines who takes up which type of rati? It is decided by having no impressions of a particular rati from previous lives, but by having an impression of one type of rati from. Is it decided by having no impressions of a particular rati from previous lives, by having an impression of one type of rati from previous lives, or by having impressions of many types of rati? In the first opinion, absence of impressions, rati cannot occur at all, because no taste could arise, right? Because you're going to get a taste from an impression. The impression and contemplating that, acting on that, that gives further taste or impressions, right?
Mm. So in this case, if we don't have those impressions, does it mean that now we create those impressions for the future?
Yeah, it would appear so. Because here you're saying, even you say last life, you're in the spiritual world, where was last life? Right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the lives, it's just the last
life. Yeah, it's just a matter of which it is, because, you know, from the transcendental platform, it's just a moment. The nighttime of Brahma, and they're fully absorbed. That means every moment, means every 11th of a second, they're fully conscious. And then they're doing that for, you know, a night of Brahma. And still it was just a moment. So, yeah, so it's not really important on which life or this or that. So for us, basically we gain from association.
Yes. Now the question of association, because it's a crucial question, that some just by conditioning, they like to hear from one or maybe two persons. And this is how they, you know, gain their guidance.
Yeah.
And others, they like to go, you know, so many. And also hear. So then how will it develop into writing?
The point is as time goes, there'll be a prominence. Because if it's a bigger group, but is there something common about that group?
Yeah, let's say within family of Srila Prabhupada, it's a wide
group. Yeah, it's a wide group, but within those, is there a commonality? So then that will be the common element. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's always, that's why the point of Swajati is a similar nature. Because we have to remember, we have a natural nature. It's not that the being Tathasta is just a clean slate. We have an actual nature, an actual natural rasa. It's just a matter of that coming out. So that's why the element of servant of Krishna, surrender to Krishna, is the essential element that's there. If that's there, the other things will develop. So from that, then that sense of surrender, then these other things, these are finer points of that surrender. Of faith. So in other words, faith is the main thing. Because of faith is surrender. Right? So therefore then you interact in a particular way. So it's the faith that's there. That's why when one thinks that by being intellectual and not having faith in anything that one calls sentimental is actually going to give you something, that means your faith is in speculation or in logic. So that's why it very clearly says that through knowledge and logic, you can't know the Supreme. So it's not a strong platform by which to develop love for Krishna. So this idea is, well, I'm being intellectual, or I'm keeping open, I'm not, you know, fixing anything like this, but then their faith is there, not in Krishna. Because as it says, just even the servitorship, as soon as the possession comes in, it's just Krishna and nothing else. Well, in Shanta, any form of the Lord, any incarnation, any expansion, all of it will inspire you. And how that person is expanded in everything through his vibhutis. So everything can inspire them. That's why they never feel separation. Though, if the Lord's there, they would like to see. But it's not that they feel separation. Right? So it's only with the Priti Rasa, that then there's a sense of possession. Then you start having that aspect of separation and specific, that it's Krishna, or it's Narayan, or it's Rama, that, and all others. And you can see all others in the context of, so they'll all remind you of that, your deity. So the Shanta, it's not that it's necessarily specifically a deity. There may be, but it doesn't necessarily have to have. It's just that it's the Lord Himself. That's what I'm saying. It's just shuddha. It's just a neutral state, but it's about the Lord. It's centered around the Lord. So these would have it. So by hearing that surrender, that faith, the faith of the Brajbasis is very specific. So by associating with that, one develops that. Does that make sense? And then by associating further within that, then the faith develops in that particular way. Is that? Yeah.
It's all based on the, like, you can say, like-minded.
Yes. That's why we find like-minded.
Yes.
Because you'll be comfortable. Then you can discuss. You can say things and it won't backfire on you.
Yes.
But with someone else, it's just like, let's say you're talking, you know, for example, you know, an arbitrary example, a natural food freak. There's nothing you can say about food. Because even, you know, you have natural sugar, but sugar will kill you. Natural salt. Salt will kill you. You know, like this and that. You know, we cooked it in, you know, ghee like that, but that'll kill you. You know, and this and this and this time of the day, and you're mixing this with that. You can't say anything. You absolutely can't. If you like to eat, you can't talk around them. If you don't like to eat and you're cool with some, you know, particular diet, then, you know, as long as that diet and their diet matches at the time, then you're best of friends. You're both into salads, then that's okay. But now what goes on the salad? Now that could be a war. You know, so it's just, you can't discuss. Or a politician. Anything you say, any word, they can turn it on you. Or a journalist. You say one thing and they may write a fabulous article. Someone else says exactly the same thing. They write a bad article. It's just however they like to take it. So that's why Swajati is important, is that you can be comfortable, you can talk, and people appreciate. Does that make sense? Yeah. And, you know, so you'll have different layers of that. Those who are the most close, those who are, you know, confidential, those who are good friends, those who are kind of like, you know, less, more acquaintances, and like this. And then you'll have the general, you know, devotees that you meet and that, and have, you know, pleasant conversations. And but you'll stick to those particular things. This is something. Yeah. In the first option, absence of impressions, rati cannot occur at all because no tastes would arise. In the case of persons having impressions of many types of rati, a particular rati could not manifest prominently because conflicting tastes would result in improper manifestation of rasa, rasabhasa. Therefore, impressions of only one type carried from previous lives produce the specific taste. Though not being in a position to perceive the depth of that rasa, one can confirm its identity by comparing scriptural descriptions of rasa with one's own inclinations. And by inference, through seeing how rasas differ from one's own rasa, either nourish or fail to nourish the total ingredients. Footnote 22. For each primary rasa, certain other primary and secondary rasas restrict or increase it. Right? So that'll come up. It means what rasas are friendly towards, which ones are inimical. So when you hear about certain ones, which ones you particularly like or don't. But it says here, in the case of... though not being in position to perceive the depth of that rasa, that's very important to understand. Because then it's taken that, oh, if you have a particular rasa, then it's all about that rolling on the ground in ecstasy like that. No, it's not. You just kind of know that that's kind of there. That's what you're looking for. Does that make sense? But that's kind of the flavor. And so that's all the more it has to be. Right? And from that, that could produce dare for spontaneous devotional service or not. But this idea that you have to be absorbed in your relationship, you know who you are, and this and that, that's coming from the sahajyas. That's not the actual. Here, the acharya is saying that no, you don't know the details. Like Brahma, he knew he was a maidservant of Krishna, but he didn't know the details. So that's exactly what he's talking about here. That's Brahma Samhita. So it has to be, you can appreciate that, But that's all the more it is.
Yes, yes. And it's
enough. You know, it's just like, let's say, the young girl knows she wants to get married. She doesn't know to who, when it'll be, this, that, any details, but she knows that's with that. Or, you know, or the kid knows he wants to, you know, become a PhD, you know, so therefore, you know, focus on his math, but he doesn't know what it'll be. So you can have that flavor. So it's important to note. So that's what you'll generally see. That's what you can see from the Madhyama. Generally, the neophyte may or may not be there, but whatever it is, so in the that'll come up. But it may or may not. You may see it. It may cause spontaneous devotional service or not. But the point that one knows, but that's fine. But it's not like these others when they get out a trumpet and start playing and stuff like that. It's just that's what's there. Does that make sense? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki, Jaya Nitai Gaur.